Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And I don't know, are we at your house right now, Bobby? Bob, you there?
Yes, Phil.
And are you at your home right now?
Yes, Phil, I am.
Okay, give us the news. And are you listening to the radio or something?
I'm just listening to some music right now, Phil.
Okay, so long as it's not too loud, okay?
All right. Do you want me to turn it down? Or?
No, that's okay.
Phil, I am very saddened by the news to report to you and your listeners. I just came from my doctor's office. I have been diagnosed with uterine cancer.
Oh, my God. When did you find out?
I found out just about 3 hours ago. I am so sorry. I didn't want to make a display on your program, but I will be resigning from the Western Estates Board. Steve and I are selling our home, and we will, along with our three sons, we're going to move to Arizona. We're moving to the desert. The doctor says the heat will do me good. Unfortunately, I have been told that it is advanced, and I probably have 1 to 2 years left. This could be my last Christmas.
Oh, God, Bobby, I knew that there was some stuff coming down.
This will probably be my last Christmas.
When did they, when were you?
Well, I was taking a spinning class, and I don't know if you know about spinning, Phil, but it's cycling and exercising.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
And apparently, Janice Greeley and I both were taking spinning. The doctor told me that sitting on a stationary bike and doing those exercises, apparently there isn't any natural motion that keeps the muscles moving. Additionally, I was taking a spinning class at a very unsanitary exercise gym. So the unsanitary seats, along with the spinning, led to bacteria that resulted in my uterine cancer.
God, I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm devastated.
Well, I just want to warn all the women who are listening to your program, Phil, please be very careful which exercise place you join. Many of them are filthy. And if it were just a matter of getting an itch or the crabs or whatever you want to call it, I guess that's one thing. But when a bacterial infection coupled with an improperly taught spinning class and...
Where was this? Because I think we need to let women know where this...
Yes, it's called Karen Arnett's Fitness Palace in Van Nuys. And Karen Arnett's Fitness Palace took my life from me through negligence. I have uterine cancer because of the unsanitary conditions there and their improperly taught spinning classes.
God, So you got uterine cancer at a spinning class and from bacteria?
Yes. Steve and I wanted to have more children, but I am due to have my uterus removed. But that'll be too late, too, so... But mainly I got uterine cancer from the filthy seats at Karen Arnett's Fitness Palace in Van Nuys.
Bobby, you've been on my program many times, and we've talked about many things. I'm so sorry. Are you sure that the doctors have said that this is a terminal condition?
Yes, it is. The doctors have told me I probably only have a couple of years left.
I'm so sorry.
If there's anything I can do, Phil, while I still have life, it's to remind women, if you pick a filthy, unclean, unmaintained exercise center or a gym, you can contract uterine cancer, and then you die, as I will die. And it's just so sad because I knew Karen Arnett, and we had just reached a level of civility with each other.
You knew this woman? The lady who owned it?
Oh, yeah, I knew Karen, yeah.
Oh, what do you mean you reached a level of civility? I don't...
Well, this is the woman who owns the gym.
Right, but you weren't speaking?
No, we had not been...
Because of the cancer?
No, this was before. This happened last spring. I guess it was a 1-2 punch this year, Phil. Karen and my husband, Steve. Oh, my God, I can feel my heart racing. They were involved.
Your husband was cheating on you with her.
That is correct. But I really don't see Steve as cheating on me. Karen had her eye on him. My husband has a wildly successful landscaping business. He's quite a looker. He did some work for her. She came on to him. Steve is a sweet and gentle man who simply wanted to be good friends. She took advantage of him.
Well, it takes two to tango. I mean, you know...
Steve had no intention of getting involved with that woman.
How did you find out about the two of them having an affair?
I came home early one day and I heard what sounded like, I thought it was an animal in heat, and I walked into the garage, and there was Karen leaning against Steve's Corvette, and he was behind her. He's a very kind man. Karen is very fit. She's got a great body. She is extremely ugly, though. Very ugly.
This woman, I just want to give our number out, okay, Bobby?
Certainly, Phil.
Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Man, I'm getting a lot of information here. Bobby Dooley is on our program to report that she has uterine cancer. She believes that she contracted the uterine cancer through the bacteria at Karen Arnett's Fitness Palace, a woman who you say had an affair with your husband.
Yes.
But you were friendly?
We had gotten back on good terms. We were patching things up. But now that I've gotten uterine cancer from her fitness center, it's almost as if she can't let Steve go. I forgave her. Steve forgave her. Why can't she let go of my husband? Steve is very sexy, Phil. He is rugged. Have you ever seen Bernie Coppell from Love Boat?
The guy who played the doctor?
Yes. He has that kind of cute sexiness. And I'm...
Well, like I say, this is a 1-2 punch. You have uterine cancer. You say you contracted it from a fitness center that is owned by a woman who had an affair with your husband. And
I wasn't looking for any trouble. And now her fitness center, the Karen Arnett Fitness Palace, gave me cancer.
Good God.
That's right.
And you found your husband having sex with her on the floor of your garage?
Yes, only it was her, not my husband. And
well, Bobby, your husband was having sex with this woman, right?
Look, Steve is a gentleman. He was seduced by this woman. This has nothing to do with Steve.
Was he having sex with her? You said he was on the floor of your garage, leaning against his Corvette, having sex with this woman.
She was having sex with him. And
But he was having sex with her, right?
No, you don't understand. Steve is a sweet guy, but he's really not. He's my husband, and I love him. But he's...
It wasn't my fault.
Is that Steve?
Yes, Steve.
Wasn't my fault.
She was doing all the work, right?
She was on top.
So she was having sex with your husband?
That is correct. Karen Arnett, who owns the Fitness Palace in Van Nuys, was on the floor of our garage. She's got a great body. She's cut. She's ripped. She's very tight. But her face is so ugly. Steve, how could...
She had a great boobs.
This is a tragedy for your family.
Absolutely, Phil. We have three sons.
I mean, you have cancer. You got cancer, and you somehow blame this fitness center, and the woman who owns it had sex with your husband.
Phil, the thought of my husband and my boys alone with that bulimic G-string pygmy after I die from cancer, it makes me collapse.
She was facing the other way. I couldn't see her face.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Alicia. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, Alicia.
Hi.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
I have a comment for your
mm-hmm.
caller.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to get
mm-hmm.
a second opinion
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
from another doctor
mm-hmm.
Because uterine cancer is caused from sexually transmitted diseases.
Mm-hmm.
It's not caused from stationary bicycles.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I think you need to have your husband take a little responsibility
Phil,
for what he's doing. Because more than
uterine
likely,
cancer,
he got
I
sexually
got,
transmitted disease
no,
from
I
this
got
woman.
Uterine cancer from the filthy seats on this woman's bicycle at her fitness center. The same woman, by the way, who was grunting like a dog on the floor of my garage.
Yeah, grunting like a dog has nothing to do
mm-hmm.
with it.
Why does that have nothing to do with it? There
that
was
has
my
nothing
husband.
To do with your uterine cancer.
Wait a minute. This is Phil Hendry jumping in. Steve, you had sex with this woman.
But it was not her.
You had sex with her.
She was facing the other way.
What do you mean she was facing the other way?
Phil, that woman mounted my husband like an animal.
What?
Do you know something, Alicia?
Take some of the credit.
Alicia, do you have children?
No, ma'am, I don't have children.
All right, then you don't
know
what it's going to be like to leave your children without a mother. I'll be dead in 2 years, and I'm glad you find that funny. It doesn't matter to me. It's that I want to warn other women before they go to Karen Arnett's Fitness Palace in Van Nuys to sit on the filthy, crab-ridden seats of her stationary bicycles.
Okay, I think it's
mm-hmm.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just talk for a second?
I'm
I think it's okay
mm-hmm.
think that that's what caused your uterine cancer, but you need to be telling the rest of
Phil,
the nation.
Is that what caused your cancer?
Yes, it is, Phil.
Well, I don't. Being a man, I don't know. Okay.
Hey,
I mean,
Phil?
You guys. Yes, ma'am.
Phil, don't listen. Phil, don't listen to her. Don't listen to her.
Phil,
I want to hear. I want to hear what Alicia.
I have a master's degree.
All right, I want to hear what Alicia has to say.
I went to a doctor who is a medical doctor. Thank you very much, Alicia. You know.
All right.
Okay.
Can I hear from Alicia first, and then?
Don't believe her, Phil, because these women are calling in.
God.
Oh, listen to you.
But Alicia, tell me what you know, please.
Okay, Phil. Here's what I know.
Hold on, we got some phone problem. Go ahead.
Here's what I know. Sexually transmitted diseases. Yeah, you don't
All right,
have
who,
phone problems. You have that doing that.
Hold
too.
On. Who is doing that? Who is doing that?
Phil, this
Your
woman does not.
Would you
doing that.
Would you please not do that and let me listen to her? Go ahead, Alicia. All right, put her on hold. Put her on hold. I want her on hold right now. I'm sorry, Alicia. Forgive me. Go ahead.
Okay. Phil, here's what I know. It bothers me what she's saying because sexually transmitted diseases.
What is that? What is going on, please?
Phil, I'm trying to check my message.
She's not on hold.
Put her on hold, Chris Pelton, my screener. I'm asking you now to put that woman on hold. Put her on hold. Go ahead, Alicia.
Okay.
Checking her messages.
It upsets me a little bit, Phil.
Yeah.
Not only because, I mean, she's not making her husband take any of the accountability, but that's
beside
the point.
Right.
You don't get sexually transmitted diseases from stationary or... You don't get uterine cancer from stationary bites.
Well, she said she went to... I'm a man. I don't know. And I should know more because I'm a married man. And any man with a woman in his life... says she talked to a doctor. I don't know, you know.
You're exactly right. But let me tell you, 99% of bad pap tests...
Can we please have that on hold, please? What's wrong with the phones? You can't... Well, then get the engineers in there to fix them, okay? Get the engineers in there to... Alicia, we're having a technical problem. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm holding.
Go ahead, Alicia. Alicia, we're having a technical problem. Go ahead.
Okay. One person, she's going to keep turning that noise up.
One very Go ahead.
Special okay. 99% of bad pap smears are from sexually transmitted diseases.
All right, I can't hear the lady, and I don't know what's... We're having some interference. Alicia, thank you for calling. I'm going to try to get our engineers
Phil.
On this. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wait. I can hear you now.
Go ahead.
Okay.
But first,
what kind of crap is that?
I don't know, but there is a problem with our hold button in the phone system. Go ahead.
99%.
All right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have our engineers check this out. You hang on the line, Alicia. It's the Phil Henry Show. Bobby Dooley has announced on our program she's dying from uterine cancer that she got at the... She says she contracted uterine cancer at the Karen Arnett Fitness Palace by sitting on the crab-ridden seats, as she puts it, of her exercise bikes. This is, by the way, a woman, this Karen Arnett, had an affair with Bobby's husband. 1-800-449-86... Will you please put that on hold? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley is with us. You're resigning from the Western Estates Homeowners Association the Homeowners Association presidency because you have cancer.
I have uterine cancer, Phil.
You have uterine cancer that you got from a fitness center owned by a woman who also had an affair with your husband.
That is absolutely correct. I don't know what I did to deserve it. I thought I was always a good friend to Karen. But then she had an affair with my husband.
And I didn't know anything about it. And
well, Steve, you're an idiot, okay, for saying you didn't know anything about it.
I didn't mean to do it.
Mike, don't blame my husband for this. Don't.
He was on the floor with this woman in your garage, okay?
Yes, but she seduced him. My husband is very sweet, but he's not terribly intelligent. The fact is, Phil, that I trusted this woman I used her fitness center. I sat on her bicycle seats and I got cancer. And now I'm going to die knowing that one of the ugliest women that I have ever seen in my life gave me cancer.
Let me go over to Matt. Matt, you're, hold on for just a second, Matt. Let me go over to Kelly. Kelly, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Mrs. Dewey, my name is Kelly. Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Well, I hope you're doing great.
I'm dying from cancer.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mrs. Dewey.
Mm-hmm.
You may be dying
mm-hmm.
from cancer,
mm-hmm.
but, okay,
mm-hmm.
relax. But,
I'm
Mrs.
listening
Dewey,
to what you're
I'm
saying.
Tell you something.
I'm here for you.
I know you're
mm-hmm.
here for me.
Mm-hmm.
But what you need to be
don't
spreading
go,
to
don't go, don't go, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, okay?
Thank you very
also,
much,
so in other
Phil.
Words, so now
Mrs.
that we live in communist Russia.
Okay,
I'm not
no,
allowed
you
to
don't
say
live
that.
In communist Russia.
Well, then I think I'm allowed to at least acknowledge your comments.
Okay, well, stop saying mm-hmm.
I'm listening to you.
Okay,
I'm
very
the
good.
One with uterine cancer, not you.
Mrs. Dewey,
mm-hmm.
you may be dying from uterine cancer.
Yes.
However, you have... Can you turn that goddamn music down?
You know, you really have a vulgar mouth.
Okay, I'm sorry I have a vulgar mouth.
You do. You said
I don't
you took the Lord's name
the,
in vain.
Yeah, you need to turn that down. And I would ask Kelly,
listen,
Kelly, please, Kelly, this is Phil Henry. Watch your language and we'll have the music turned down. Okay, Bobby?
Thank you, Phil, but please turn it down because I don't want
to
yell.
I happen to like this song very much.
Yeah, for the 19th time, turn it down, please.
Okay.
Steve,
thank
turn
you
it
very
down.
Much, Mrs. Dewey. I
turn
appreciate...
Down.
Turn down the Streisand album.
Right.
Turn down the Streisand album. Okay. Now,
you know, you're very
Dewey,
condescending.
Listen.
You're very condescending. Where did you learn to do that?
I'm very sorry that you feel I'm condescending.
You do. You're condescending to me and my husband.
I feel very bad for you folks, but what I need to tell you, listen up. You've got to stop sending the message that you are getting uterine cancer from a seat with bacteria.
Mr.
The
Henry
problem
understands.
Is,
no, I don't
I
understand
you
what you're
don't
saying.
Wanna, You don't want to deal with the situation that your man went somebody out, went someplace else.
I didn't have sex with that woman.
Did you or did you not? Come on, tell your wife.
She had sex with me. I did not.
Oh, get out of here. You had sex with, oh, come on. Grow up.
I didn't see her face.
You didn't see her face. Did you have
all,
a bag over it?
Well, he should have, because she is about as frightening looking.
I understand that you said that, Mrs. Dewey. She was ugly as hell, but the point
she
is...
She had a good body, but her face was trucked.
Well, I mean...
She had a good body, but her face... Can I ask a question at this juncture? What are we talking about here? Are we talking about your cancer? Are we talking about this woman that owns the fitness center? What are we talking about?
We're talking about me dying as the result of a very ugly woman grunting like a dog on the floor of my garage.
But the point is...
I didn't
is,
have no sex with her.
Yes, you did have sex with her.
Yes, you did have sex with her.
Well,
and
okay.
that is
that
why your wife is
I
in the
didn't look at her
she's
face.
In.
I didn't look at her face.
All right, you did it from behind. Good for you.
My instructors are not allowed to have any relationships with any of our clients. Turn that music down.
Please turn it down.
It's not needed right
what
now.
What do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living?
We didn't kiss, so I didn't cheat.
Oh, it doesn't matter whether you kissed or not.
What do you do for a living?
I run a facility that is a wellness facility.
Mm-hmm.
I teach spinning and I teach aerobics.
Oh, my God. No wonder you're calling. So you feel
no.
that your industry is under assault and you want to call in and do some damage
control.
My
industry is not under assault.
You
I
want
feel
to call
very,
in
very...
and do some damage control. But let me tell you what.
I think you need
this slut
some help against your husband. That's what I need.
Karen Arnett.
I think.
Gave me cancer. And
I'm
you
sorry?
Don't know.
This slut named
Karen Arnett
gave me
yes.
cancer. And
yes.
And as a result, I'm sitting here depressed, listening to...
You want to hear some Neil Diamond?
Yeah, put some Neil Diamond
no,
on.
No, we don't want to listen to Neil Diamond. Mrs. Dewey, what you've got to understand here, though, is don't blame it on this woman. Blame it on the real cause of your husband.
She says it's your fault, Steve.
Oh, bullcrap.
Well, it is your fault. I agree with that. Thank you very much, Kelly. You're like, oh, come on with that. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Don't forget, you can get that backstage pass, which will entitle you to see our webcast on December the 21st. Yes, the Phil Hendry Show webcasting December the 21st. By the way, the voice of Bobby Dooley performed by me, the voices of the people that called in, those are all like real people. Whether you want to believe it or not, whether you accept it or not, whether you think it's possible or not. The Phil Hendry Show, the first and only radio show to identify just exactly the difference between the caller and the listener. And there's a big difference between people that listen to a talk show and the people that call talk shows. Many of them fine people, most of them not very funny. So what we do is we use callers so that they are truly entertaining for the listener and not their usual boring selves. See, we went into the laboratory, we experimented, we poured different chemicals together, we locked a ghoul in a vault, we did a variety of calculations, we did field testing, and we came up with the perfect use for a talk show caller. That is, manipulate that individual into providing the very material that you want that person to provide for you, as opposed to being at their boring mercy. While it's obvious to all of us that most people that call talk shows are dull, duller than hell, it wasn't obvious to us as to how we could correct that problem. The Phil Hendry Show has shown the way. Utilizing a skilled subterfuge, a variety of theatrical improv and chicanery, we have identified the exact formula by which one can take a caller to a talk show and actually, incredibly, as nutty as it seems, make them sound entertaining. How do we do it? When did it start? What exactly is the way in which it's done? I'm not saying, but I will let you witness how it's done. If you log on to philhendryshow.com, get your backstage pass, and sign up for the webcast. Now, all you have to do is get the backstage pass. You'll get the webcast automatically. It'll come into your home on December the 21st. And the video technology we're going to be using, this is the bomb. You saw it, Craig, didn't you? Was that the first time you saw it yesterday? It's really sweet. It's 360-degree live video panning. This is video streaming now. This is not reload so you can see a different image. No. We don't play that. We're not going to, what do you think? I'm going to have you guys sign up for some cheese ball thing like that? Come on. No way, baby. You sign up for the Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass for $6.95, you will get 360-degree live video panning, and you'll be able to scroll around the studio and see what we're doing. And because we're really only talking about a studio within which the furthest range of the camera will have to reach only maybe about 7 or 8 feet, you're going to see some pretty clear pictures coming into your home. Some of the stuff that I've seen, for instance, the Raider pregame on the bench, really good imagery, but some of the further away things kind of pixelate a little bit. But this is going to be so close, it's just going to be sweet. So make sure that you get that backstage pass by logging on to philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. You'll be glad you did. 1-800-449-8686. And if we get a hold of that John Walker guy, that Taliban dude, he'll get a free cookie. We'll let him get it for free. We'll rebrainwash that guy. Here's John on the Phil Hendry Show. John?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, I did the show. The callers that I really appreciate are the ones that logically try to persuade your guests that the rightness of the position rather than, just the screamers. And those guys are really, really crack me up.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And they're never successful. I always like the screamers myself, but what are we talking about here?
Catholic callers? You had the priest on that time.
The priest? Pastor Rennick?
The All Negro Buffet one.
Yeah, man, that's going back a few years. All right, well, yeah. I'm glad you like the show. Mike, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
I think my favorite character is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Really?
That guy just absolutely, you do such a perfect job of that stereotype.
The neighborhood watch guy, the cop, the wannabe cop.
Oh yeah. That guy is so hilarious. I don't know how in the world you dug that up, but my comment
I live in California.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that kind of explains.
But I used to live in Portland.
No kidding.
Yeah, so they got a lot of money. So anyway, what can we do for you, Mike?
Well, my only request is just that you maybe talk less about the show and actually do more of it.
No, we're not going to do that. I do more of the show. That doesn't get me anywhere. I got to explain the show. And the fact is, every half hour we're doing some show bit, you know. And the fact is that talking about the show is part of the show. So I don't know what to tell you. Do more of it. I'm doing it right now, Ace. I do this show, and I talk about the show. You want to know why I talk about this show? If I was doing any other kind of show, it wouldn't be worth it. But I do talk about the show because people are fascinated as to how we do it. And I'm frankly fascinated by explaining it to you. But we do plenty of this show. We do anywhere from a half hour to 45 minutes every hour of character bits, and then we rap about the show. But the whole show is the show. I tell you what, when you're hearing us talking about it, tune it out. One of the reasons why we do talk about it, though, is to take full credit for it. Because, you know, for the longest time, we had people saying, well, now he hires actors. And, you know, all of the really predictable criticisms that we tried to explain. We're not going to explain them unless you explain it on the air. So that's what we're doing, explaining it on the air. Taking credit for a show that we are, frankly, very proud of. And, you know, like that. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And the other reason why we talk about the show is because... sometimes I like to kind of rehash some of the crap that we did. It's kind of fun, especially Ted Bell thinking that he was raped by his wife by her putting her finger up there. Okay, here's Matt on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Matt.
Phil, I just wanted to tell you, man, you got to do more of your Bud Dickman and R.C. Collins doing How Many Drinks Would It Take, man. That's the best stuff.
How many beers, huh? All right.
That's the best one yet.
All right, we're there. Dallas, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Yes.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to tell you, I remember listening to you back in the, I think, early 80s. I think you were on in Miami. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct.
Okay, when were you down in Miami?
Okay, I was there in 1994.
Okay, I remember hearing you years ago, and you did a thing.
In the early 80s, I was here in Los Angeles, spinning records.
Okay, well, I remember hearing you sometime years ago. It seemed like that long ago. Anyway, you did a thing with a... you had a character that you played that was supposed to be a guy that was stationed at Pearl Harbor during the time that they were supposed to have been bombed. And you had a scenario where you were talking to the guy, and over a period of time it came out that he said that it was all a big hoax.
Yeah.
And that it never happened.
Right.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
To me, that was the greatest one that you had
ever
done.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. You know what we need to do? We probably need to take less calls from people talking about how much they like the show. I'll just talk about the show, and you guys call in with other stuff. How about that? We're going on like week three here, and I appreciate very much the number of people who like the show, but the reminiscing about the characters that I did, especially back in Miami. You know, with all due respect and great love in my heart for Miami, I would like to just leave Miami behind, if that's okay with you. I don't live there anymore. I don't visit there anymore. My show's on there. I'm on there 3 hours a day. I got people calling up and telling me they miss me down in Miami. What, like I used to run into you guys at the Winn-Dixie? Like we used to go together to the dog track? Hey, I really miss you down in Miami. Oh, yeah, like we used to hang out down there at the Sushi Rock or something. Just turn on the show and listen to it, and don't bug me. I really dig the fact that you like the show. I'm going to talk about the show because for the longest time we never talked about the show, and we had more misconceptions about it and more bullcrap flying around about it, and me being told that I'm hiring actors or something else. Yeah, I'm going to take a little bit of credit on how we do this thing. Plus, it makes sense because the more I talk about it, the more people listen to it and appreciate it, and the higher our ratings go. So my mandate now, from this moment forward, is I don't want any more calls from you guys about our show. I'll talk about it and how great it is and how much I love it. You can call and talk about other crap. How about that? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
A few years ago, we were talking about how horses, thoroughbred horses, horses that are involved in horse racing, and dogs and cats should change names, should exchange their names. So, Attaboy Binky, which would ordinarily be a horse's name, you should give that to a dog, and name the dog Lassie, or name the horse Lassie. And so Lassie and Attaboy Binky, Attaboy Binky is your dog. Or Citation is your cat. Seattle Slough is your cat. And Charlie is the horse. Always First is your dog. And Mittens is the horse. We'll add that to a new list now. We are taking the names of popular female news reporters and anchors and exchanging them with popular female porn stars. So now Barbara Walters is involved in some, you know, three-way. And Hypatia Lee is reporting live from Prague. Or Lisa Lust.
Reporting live from Kabul, I'm Linda Lust, CNN News.
Ding, 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 ding. Barbara Walters, ding, ding, ding. Leslie Stahl and Peter North, ding, 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 ding. Where's our porn music, man? Pull it up for me. If you'll pardon the expression, pull it up. And I don't know the name, but, you know, what's her face? What's her name again? Janice. She was printing off some... Sorry, Janice. Janice was getting a list of the names. But I just think that that's what's needed right now in today's oversaturated news environment. You dig? Let me have that list there, kid. You know, so you got, like, what? Are these all real porn stars? Holly Body.
Now, Leslie Stahl, Barbara Walters and Connie Chung, along with Ron Jeremy, Herschel Savage, and Peter North.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Newsroom.
All right.
I'm Theresa May reporting. What, Janine Lindermuller? That's a porn star?
Hey, here's your Jacqueline Lick live in London. Busty Dusty reporting from Paris has the details.
Hello, everyone. I'm Raylene.
Nadia Nice, Madeline Knight, Kitten Natividad, Dominique Simone, Charmaine Sinclair, Annie Sprinkle. Annie Sprinkle in Tokyo filed this report. Stacey Valentine, Nikki Tyler, Bianca Trump, Tiffany Towers, Tracy Topps. Wasn't there one woman named, like, Heaviosity? Like, Susie Topps? There's some kind of a name like that. Plenty Up Top. Is that the name of a...
I'm Plenty Up Top, reporting from Mexico City, where an earthquake...
Yeah, look at this. I got a newly married man, Chris Pelton, is telling me how awesome all these chicks are. This is Plenty Up Top, 60 Minutes. I don't know, man. It was just an idea that I had. Huh? It's and that's the news. Plenty Up Top with the news. Isn't there a girl named, yeah, Twin Towers. Tiffany Towers. Twin Towers. I'm Tiffany Twin Towers from Denver, the site of another high school shooting. All right. Enough of that. No, more of it, but enough of it. Here is Laz on the Phil Hendry Show. Laz? Okay, he hang up. Let's go over to Jason on the Phil Hendry Show. Jason?
Phil?
Yes.
How are you, sir?
Fine.
Hey, I'm a police officer up in the Bangor area. We love characters in your show.
Going into my office and reading a newspaper, writing crap down.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Any of these people give you, like, ideas from different people that you've met?
Any of these people give me ideas from people that I've met?
Yeah.
Who?
Like the Jay Santos bit and so forth. Does that have to do with anything, anybody that you've come across?
Yeah, pretty much.
Good deal, man.
All right, thanks. Bye. Nick, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Quick question. How and when did all this start? What year? And
you know what I'm going to do? I think we're going to have a moratorium on taking phone calls until it gets shifted off of talking about my radio show. I mean, we did it for like 3 weeks because I knew that people sort of wanted to vent and ask questions. But No more phone calls. That's it. I ain't taking no more until you guys can think of something else to talk about besides this show. I realize you want... I don't mind you talking about it amongst yourselves. Just don't talk about it to me. Just listen to it. And then when you call, call with something other than questions about my show. I know it's fascinating. What I'm going to just do, I'm going to just kind of talk about crap that I'm interested in. If you want to go with it, you can. If you don't, that's fine. I don't care, frankly. But I'm a little weary of talking about the radio show. And so no more calls about the show, how we do it, what my favorite character is, what your favorite bit was. We got our rocks off with that, man. We got it out of our system. That's the end, the bitter end, the ever-loving end of that conversation about how we do the show, what your favorite character is, or anything having to do with that. But if I feel like talking about it, I will. How about that? I'll tell you all about it. You won't have to ask any questions. I do the show. I do the voices of the characters. I write the show along with Janice. We come up with really funny bits. We put them on the air. The stuff's the bomb. It's fantastic. What else do you need to know? Here is Mike on the Phil Hendry Show. Mike?
Yeah. I want to know what you think about Dirtbag Dershowitz from Harvard Law School saying that Osama bin Laden needs to be put on public trial.
I think he must be a really great guy for saying that.
I think he's a dirtbag. He's a great guy.
Really?
He's a dirtbag. Always wanted to...
A dirtbag? Is it because he's a Jew?
No.
Really?
He's O.J.'s buddy.
Oh.
He's O.J.'s buddy.
Why is he a dirtbag?
You know, Osama on public trial. Yeah, let's give this guy like 6 days to preach.
What's wrong with putting a guy on trial?
On Core TV.
What's wrong with putting a guy on trial? I thought that was the way it works.
No. Dead or alive really means dead.
Well, nobody
like
really
that.
Heard what Bush said. What Bush said was, in the old days, you used to see wanted posters that said dead or alive. I'm saying we want justice. That's what Bush said. Bush never said we want him dead or alive.
Justice? This guy deserves... I'm not talking about Osama bin Laden. I want to know...
Well, bug off. You know what? You are really making me weird. I'd rather talk about the show than listen to you. Jeff, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. This is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, love the show, man. Hey, I just want to know, I live up here in Portland. I want to know what's your opinion on the police not getting involved with questioning the student visas from overseas.
Yeah, like the cops refuse to do that?
Yeah.
I don't know how the law works. I think the attorney general said that they would like the police to be on the lookout for, and some police chiefs have refused to do that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the police chief...
It must be a manpower question. Like, they simply don't have the manpower to do it. And you know what? It probably is a federal jurisdiction kind of a thing.
Well, you know, Portland is real liberal up here, and I'm a liberal myself, but I do think they're taking it to an extreme.
Who?
For the safety.
What?
Not questioning everybody.
Who? Well, who's taking what to do?
I saw on the news last night that... There's 10 members out.
This is great, isn't it? Nobody knows. I don't know what he's talking about. Okay, thanks. All right, thank you for your call. I didn't know what you're talking about. It's really great. Didn't I just say I was not going to take any more phone calls? Phil Hendry Show.